This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted Mahakumbh in Prayagraj has reflected the spirit of rising India and the entire world witnessed the power of the country. He added that unity in diversity is a speciality of India, which was experienced during the recently concluded Mahakumbh. The Prime Minister today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh. Mr. Modi said when the entire world is going through challenging times, the grand show of this unity is the country's biggest strength. He underlined the need to continue enriching the speciality of unity in diversity.
पूरे विश्व ने महाकुंभ के रूप में भारत के विराट स्वरूप के दर्शन किए। सबका प्रयास का यही साक्षात स्वरूप है। ये जनता जनार्दन का, जनता जनार्दन के संकल्पों के लिए, जनता जनार्दन की श्रद्धा से प्रेरित महाकुंभ था।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met and lauded the performance of the Indian contingent that participated in the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin, Italy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is proud of the Indian contingent, which clinched 33 medals in the Special Olympics, bringing glory to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today praised German singer Casimir for promoting Indian culture on the global stage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underscored that people like Casimir have played a remarkable role in bridging cultural exchanges. He said that Casimir, along with several others, has helped showcase the richness, depth and diversity of India's heritage through their dedicated efforts. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that public sector banks have made the recovery of written-off loans worth over 2,27,000 crore rupees. Replying in the Rajya Sabha today, the Finance Minister said the recovery of written-off loans by the public sector banks has gone up to the level of over 35,000 crore rupees in the year 2022-23. She stressed that defaulters do not escape from the consequences and recovery of loans is an ongoing process. On the bills related to Manipur budget, the Finance Minister said that the government is committed to getting normalcy back in Manipur. She said everyone wants the state to prosper and grow like other states. Indian Railways has provided 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years and the recruitment process is underway for over 1 lakh jobs. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Indian Railways is in good financial condition and the government is working to further improve it. Mr. Vaishnav stated this while replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. He said passengers' fares have not been increased since 2020 in the country and it is very cost-effective in comparison to other countries. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and the Bank of Mauritius, BOM, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to establish a framework promoting the use of local currencies for cross-border transactions. According to the RBI, the MOU is designed to facilitate the use of the Indian rupee and the Mauritian rupee in bilateral trade, covering all current account transactions and permissible capital account transactions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated a two-day orientation program for the newly elected members of the Delhi Legislative Assembly. In his address to the MLAs, Mr. Birla emphasized that to become effective public representatives, they must acquire extensive knowledge of the Constitution's provisions as well as the rules and procedures of the House. He also stressed that MLAs should actively participate in House discussions. The death toll from Israeli airstrikes overnight on Gaza has crossed 400. Palestinian health authorities run by the armed group Hamas said over 500 people were injured in these strikes, threatening the complete collapse of a two-month-long ceasefire. The Israeli military said it is carrying out extensive strikes after the talks to extend the ceasefire failed. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action this evening in Wolverhampton, England. Women's team will lock horns with Wales from Group D at 5:30 p.m. IST, while the men's team will take on Scotland from Group B at 10:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.